Some very important developments today on COVID-19. We're trying to clear the air on a couple of things. Do listen on. I'm Sneha Modani. I have been on the story ever since the epidemic broke out and the first case was reported from Wuhan in China. As far as India is concerned, many questions have been raised on a couple of developments. Here is what you need to know. Today, there was a lot of buzz about whether COVID-19 is airborne or not. So listen in, please. I'm reading on from a statement that has been issued by the World Health Organization, CRO. Here's what it says. Airborne spread has not been reported for COVID-19. Based on the information received so far and on our experience with other coronaviruses, COVID-19 appears to spread mostly through respiratory droplets, for instance, which is produced when a sick person coughs and close contact. This is why World Health Organization recommends maintaining hand and respiratory hygiene. The Chinese authorities have reported that there could be a possibility of aerosol transmission in a relatively closed environment with prolonged exposure to high concentrations of aerosols like in ICUs and CCUs in hospitals, but more investigations and analysis of data is required to understand this mode of transmission of the virus. So that should give us some clarity about whether this is airborne or not. For the moment, it appears that it is not. Meanwhile, there was an important announcement also by the Indian Council of Medical Research today. Remember, we're already using a combination of drugs to manage the illness in some COVID-19 patients, not all. There is a strict protocol for the same. Now there is introduction of a new drug. This drug is called hydroxychloroquine. And this is for prevention. It is essentially an anti-malarial drug. It's not a new drug. It's in the market. It's available. But this is not available over the counter. There cannot be indiscriminate use of this medicine, come what may. This has led to poisoning in some cases also, even deaths. So those people who can use this medicine called hydroxychloroquine is actually for only prevention. It is not for treatment. And it is not for managing illness. It is going to be given to healthcare workers treating COVID-19 patients. For example, those people who are in a hospital who are taking care of COVID-19 patients. Those who are working in isolation wards. These are the people, the healthcare workers who are in fact vulnerable, are going to be using this medication for precaution. It also can be given to a family member or a caretaker at home who is treating a COVID-19 patient. This is very important information and it has come in from the DG of the ICMR today.
Hydroxychloroquine dawa is recommended only for a healthcare worker who is treating a COVID patient. It is recommended only for a person's staying and caring for a household positive patient. Only in these two circumstances. And for this, there is enough stocks in the country.
As always, be safe. Continue to maintain utmost respiratory hygiene. Don't believe in fake news and rumors and just do follow rules when it comes to isolation and quarantine. Continue to maintain social distance. It is extremely important. There is unity in isolation and that really should be our mantra now.